Yeah, most definitely. I don't wanna not use this repeater, so I thought about even like every few months, but that might be too complicated to keep track of. But yeah, I think it's gonna end up to 6-1 here eventually. Maybe even before we switch it over, we'll see. 'Cause I do hear the Chicago repeater while I'm setting up for the net, so this way they can keep their nets as long as they want. And if we didn't have another repeater, we'd just have to make do. But since we have another repeater that works just as well, why not? All right, Tony. Have yourself a good evening. Sounding good as usual. Thank you for checking in, and have a good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have KD9WXK. Ryan, do you have anything for the net?
Thank you for that. And just I guess I wanted to make a reminder about Potato Creek POTA for anybody who's interested. We're still doing that on Saturdays out at Quick and Aspen. Anybody's welcome to come out, ask a question, check out what we do, and be aware that you know we are trying to plan to you know have some kind of special, you know, event, I think, coming here soon for the LaPorte Club. Try to set that up out at Kingsbury. I don't remember exactly if we set a date or something on that, not, but I'm sure, like, Brian would probably know a little bit more about what's going on with that. But, yeah, I had one of those insulator washers on a mirror mount. Then it failed on my antenna, and luckily I had a spare one laying around from something I took apart, so I think I've been able to get it back up and running, but I need to find a place to get more of those, so you wouldn't have to buy the whole, connection, fittings and stuff for being able to put a new set on adapters onto a mirror mount. But anyways, yeah, so I had a little bit of fun with that. Back to net control. This is KD9WXK.